BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're back on to the serial returners. You know those people that just order and then send them back. Order, then send the clothes back. We speak to the ultimate online shopper serial returner on today's show. There's a Bumble Air Wednesday moment. And we reveal our first guest for all new Innuendo Bingo 2019 happening next Wednesday at 3 p.m. And to get us in the mood for it, a classic Innuendo Bingo featuring actual Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Scott Mills.
You all right today?
I'm very good. Yeah, I was in Coventry last night. It was fun. I was DJing a student night there. It was class. Tuesday night.
I know you wouldn't think that, would you? In January, yeah, it's like, actually, it turns out to be really good.
Well, that's it. I'm not going to lie. Like, you sort of think, oh, Tuesday night. But actually, it was unbelievable. I love it when there's a big night out on a night that isn't a big night. You know what I mean? Certain towns, it's just they own a night. Student night, Tuesday night in Coventry. Love it.
On our last show, it was all about the serial returners. We all know a mate or a partner who spends most of their time in the post office because they order the clothes, they send them back. They order the clothes, they send them back. Now, we have our caller Lauren here. We've changed her voice at her request because, well, she doesn't want them to come after her. Hi.
Hi.
So, I mean, you've got it quite bad, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty bad. So I'm pretty bad at ordering a lot of clothes.
How bad does it get?
Well, for my Christmas party, that was obviously in December, I ordered a total of 124 dresses.
Don't put me on the voice changer.
Why?
Because I just didn't feel like anything looked right. And obviously, with it being Christmas, I wanted to look nice. And I thought, oh, I'd get a sparkly dress. And then when they came, I just looked like a turkey ready to go in the oven. I didn't look nice how I wanted to. So I just kept having to send them back until I found the right one.
But this must have cost you thousands.
Well, I worked it out and it was actually £3,410 I spent.
But then returned it all except what? One?
Yeah, apart from one dress, yeah.
One!
Right, that's the most extreme one I've heard of yet.
Yeah, yeah, that is, I mean, that's quite full on. So, I mean, was this just like a daily thing in the run-up to the Christmas party? Must have taken forever. Were you just really organised beforehand?
No, so literally, I thought I'd leave it last minute, I'll find something. Like you said, it is so easy to just get things next day delivery. And I literally ended up, my receptionist at my work was just bringing me parcels, like multiple times a day. They were just turning up.
Was that okay with them? Because I maybe once have ordered a delivery here, and the lady that deals with us on the 8th floor, who's worked here a long time, she's a legend, she's called Claire, she doesn't like it.
Yeah, well, our receptionists are pretty cool, pretty nice, so. So, but I did say to them, like, I think I might have to start paying you because they had to come into my office, like, a lot more than normal with all these bags. And some people even had to help me to my car because I'd leave on a night and have so many bags that I couldn't open the door.
Now, you disguised your voice. I assume it's so that the clothes police can't come after you. Are you going to keep offending like this?
Well, you know, a lot of money was basically stuck in cyberspace somewhere waiting to come back. So, yeah, I think I'm going to probably, I mean, this year I haven't ordered anything, which is pretty good for me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so I am trying, you know, new year, new me. I'm trying.
Scott Mills.
Tell you what, I know we've used it for a number of years, but that voice changer can still be so useful.
Yeah. It just like makes this. Me laugh.
You know, a lot of money was basically stuck in cyberspace somewhere waiting to come back.
I love how it changes people's voice.
Nice, and I thought, oh, I'd get a sparkly dress. And then when they came, I just looked like a turkey ready to go in the oven.
Maybe we do this more, though. Maybe we let people come on and basically confess to things using the voice changer. Because it does keep you anonymous, doesn't it? So maybe if you could answer this, I'm a bad person because ... let us know. We can put a voice changer on you. And we can hear you confess.
I don't know whether people will do that.
Oh, of course they will. People love being naughty.
Okay. But is it enough of a change of the voice? Anyway, let us know if you'd be up for this. It's one of them where I don't know whether this is going to fly or not. 81199.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Scotland. Got something for you now.
Oh, it's a treat as well. I think I'm convincing you to love this guy as much as I love him. So I saw him in Glasgow and the gig was insane. It was like festival atmosphere. His name is Jerry Cinnamon, everyone is talking about him.
He's getting played more and more, and at every single gig, they do this chant.
Jerry Cinnamon, Cinnamon,
Jerry's in America.
It's insane.
I love him.
Also, Alex, who was on Bangers yesterday, hated both of our choices and just wanted to hear Jerry.
Out of me, I was expecting better for you boys. Yeah.
What would you have liked out of interest? What sort of thing?
Jerry Cinnamon.
Yeah, do you know what? I'd love to just throw that in right now. Love him.
I'll just put back those two and put on a bit of Jerry.
Let's play him a bit of Jerry sometimes.
Scott Mills.
One. Scott Mills here. Considering we do this every day, I don't make that many mistakes, do I?
No. No, generally you're quite consistent.
I mean, sometimes the fat fingers get in the way and the buttons and that, but yeah. Like, generally it's all right. Occasionally I'll introduce the wrong newsreader, but I mean, considering like how like many years and how many hours we're on the air each week, you
it's
know?
It's true, it's not so bad.
Okay, I do have a confession about yesterday's show. And it's completely my bad. I'm going to hold my hands up. It's totally my fault.
Right.
But something did go wrong, which I didn't realise at the time on yesterday's show. I'll tell you in a bit.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Right, so on the show yesterday, we spoke to Steph, and she was on air being very excited about the chance to go to Glastonbury, which was yesterday's Jan Slam Prize. Here's what happened on yesterday's show. Steph wants to go bad, don't you, Steph?
I really do. I'm going to enter.
I would. Have you been before?
I haven't, no. Well, I would have gone last year if it was on.
Right, so there is a slight problem here. I kind of threw in the question of like, oh, I bet you'd love to go to Glastonbury. Steph didn't ever call up to talk about Glastonbury at all. She called up for something completely different, and I didn't get the message.
And she just ended up on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Steph had to completely blag the reaction that you just heard. She was not expecting me to ask about Glastonbury at all. Steph, so sorry. You did so well, though.
Yeah, I've never blagged something so much in all my life.
You're such a good blagger.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was a great like prize, and I do know about it anyway, but it did throw me. Like, when you started talking about it, I thought, this is quite odd.
Oh, this is amazing.
It wasn't the subject I was supposed to talk to her about at all.
No.
So, Steph, you were on to talk about something else with us and were suddenly thrown onto Radio 1 to talk about a competition. This is amazing.
Yeah. I was very conscious that it was live as well.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You just went along with it.
I did, yes.
Good work.
What did you actually want to talk to us about?
So basically, the other night, I was doing a bit of online shopping, and obviously I'm well aware that you brought out your own perfume last year.
That happened, yeah.
And when I was looking at some lipsticks, I found one that's actually called Yas, and I thought, no way, that is totally your catchphrase. Mm. So I'm here to pitch you bringing out some cosmetics now.
Okay, well, I like that.
Branch out.
I hope you purchased the Yas lipstick.
I have, but I also thought, you know, you could bring out one called Ho lipstick. I just feel like, you know, the possibility is endless.
Well, I'm so sorry for the mix-up yesterday. Like, you ended up talking about Glastonbury and you massively thought on your feet there, so fair play.
I mean, it's fine. You've just got to be professional, do you know what I mean?
What was that guy that turned up on BBC News by mistake once?
Oh, he's my hero. This was a guy called Guy Gomer.
Love that you remember that.
Yeah, legend. It's one of my... You know how you have certain videos that you have as go-to videos just to cheer you up? This is one of them.
Didn't he turn up for an interview or something and end up on live TV?
Well, yeah, he arrived here at the BBC for a job interview and then got put on camera to do a live interview.
I feel like that was basically what happened to me yesterday, just without the TV.
I've got it here. Do you want to hear
Yes.
This does really seem to be the way the music industry is progressing now, that people want to go onto the website and download music.
Exactly. You can go everywhere on the cybercafe and you can go easy. It's going to be very easy way for everyone to get something to the internet.
What an absolute legend and total blagger. Like you, Steph.
I mean, you got to try, haven't you?
Yes, Steph, you're the queen of blagging.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I've got an idea. One. Steph?
Yeah?
Do you know what the prize is on Jan Slam?
Isn't it the big weekend?
How much would you love it?
I would love to go.
Go on then, you've got a couple of seconds to blag this one, Steph.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Just like you did yesterday.
Right, so I know that it's in a different location every year. I believe the location's getting announced on Monday. It's like Radio 1's biggest weekend ever. Yes. And yeah, just like the best thing ever.
All of that is true and you are top blagger. So it's big weekend tickets. Tomorrow morning, listen to Greg on Radio and Breakfast at 8 o'clock. It's you at Big Weekend, wherever that might be. And we'll get you there and back. And you'll get a bed to sleep in. All of that is great, right?
That's great. That's what you want to hear, right?
And Monday, we will tell you, this is so going to be difficult for people over the weekend. I heard Greg struggling with it earlier. Because now it's in my head of where it is. And I'm terrified of being the one to actually say it.
Yeah.
But anyway, wherever it is, you'll find it on Monday. You could be going, big weekend, without even knowing the location. It doesn't matter, because we're going to get you there. Don't worry about
it. Can we say where it's not?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to get into that. Listen to Greg, 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's have a midweek celebration.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Bang, 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 bang.
Let's go.
Bang, 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 bang.
Some of our favourite bits, suggested by Dan. Tina Dahili's Peppa Pig moment.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her. Here's Peppa Pig, third time lucky.
If only there was somebody tall enough to reach our ball.
Oh, it's such a classic. Since Greg James brought him back up.
Benton!
For Emma and Shell in the Stoke Potteries, the Hurricane advert. It's a cane that sounds a bit like Harry Kane.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
There was somebody in the gym yesterday that tweeted.
Yes.
And their trainer said,
it gives you core stability.
And they couldn't stop laughing.
It gives you core stability.
Remember that really weird royal film about Harry and Meghan?
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly. Apparently, she's an actress.
And he says he doesn't like publicity.
And she's American.
Oh, no. They're so loud.
So loud. Oh, it never gets old. For Dan delivering in his van.
We have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Robot Clara there. Julie and Tina asked for, from last week's show.
Good afternoon, the Muscle Liquor Company, Laura.
Come on.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. I can't have heard that right.
The Muscle Liquor Company.
I heard it right.
Marcus and Claire requested a...
Go on, pigs.
Classic.
And because it's freezing, a lot of people, loads of people, requesting Rory the Froshbit Guy.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Would not be long getting frostbite. Come on, then, who have we got? First on is Rebecca in Manchester in the Heslop household. They're all hiding from the snow, really.
Yeah, quite a few people doing that right now whilst bumbling. Matty is in North Wales polishing the car wheels.
That's not one. Kate in Newcastle bumbling her big winter coat off cos freezing. Alex in Glasgow. Lewis in Glasgow. Physics exam tomorrow. Joy. Here's an interesting one. Ollie's been on, and his wife Steph is about to go into labour. Bumbleo may help move things along.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, I bet it does. Good
and
luck.
Tommy Kingsland helping his mate John move. Jamie in the office in Derby.
Emma driving through the snow on the Wirral.
Lindsay bumbleoing her stability off in a muddy field in the West Country somewhere.
It gives you core stability.
Rose and Mike on a mini break to Copenhagen, where all the snow is going to be on. Have fun. Rich in the van, and really enjoying loving life after a 4 a.m. start in the snow this morning. And Tom in Cirencester, also with an exam tomorrow.
Tom, Phil and Dave in the office, all buzzing for Bumbaleo. Jake in Maidstone, Kent. He's bumbling whilst doing the deliveries right now.
Rob the plumber in Hull, frozen ballcocks.
Yeah, classic.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Okay, good.
Have you got a spare dick?
Jack in Cambridge. John and his team in High Wycombe. Will driving home to Cardiff to help his fiancée Laura Marie Kondo her wardrobe.
Oh, nice.
Remember, if it doesn't spark joy, get rid of it.
Stacey bumbling at her desk in South Essex College.
Dan, also in Essex, spraying a kitchen. And bumbling to London to see Jimmy Carr, that's Si, and Ellie.
Oh, I see that. Also.
Scott Mills.
After I said yesterday about Chris opening the doors of the studio with his coat because a lot of illness around, I have now realised that I'm starting to do something very similar.
Yeah.
Right.
What, with the jumper sleeve, you mean?
No, I'm not doing that.
Little finger?
No. Very strong little finger you've got there to open doors.
It's incredible.
Have you been exercising this?
I'll tell you what it is, because they're quite heavy doors here as well. Too much information. But it does feel like I'm breaking my little finger at any moment.
I've started to, when I get in the lift to come up to Radio 1 on the 8th floor here at the BBC, I've started to use my phone to press the button.
Right.
And this is because of you, I think.
I think that's just straight up weird.
Just press the 8 there with your phone. No human contact happening, is there?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I think do it with the little finger, though. Do you remember when we did Fingers Day on Radio 1, me and you, and just sort of built up everyone's strength in their hands and fingers, yeah.
But you're still touching it if you're using your little finger. You're still...
I know, but you don't really use the little finger for anything, do you?
But you're so still getting the germs.
Yeah, but it just stays there for the door.
Anyway, James, sorry to keep you waiting. Hello, you're a Scunthorpe.
Hello, boys. All right?
Yeah, good, James.
Is this something that just we do, or are you scared of the germs as well, cos winter?
No, I cover my hand with my sleeve.
See?
Say,
Scott.
Go on, James.
When you're pushing the lift button with your phone, you're then putting the phone to your ear, so you're getting the germs closer to your face.
Mm. I'll never use anything if we're going like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just get the anti back out, innit?
I keep all of me clean and my little fingers dirty. That's the plan there. Do you know what I mean? Got five fingers.
Yeah.
That's a life motto right there.
You've got four more to use, so
yeah.
Keep on doing.
All right, James, what are you doing today?
I'm at work. Yeah. In sun, it's gonna.
Yeah, but you're on bangers now. This is. I mean, how's it feel to be on bangers? You get to choose. You're the powerful guy right now.
All the power is in my hands. I'm feeling quite powerful at the minute.
Okay, who do you normally pick?
I normally go with you, Scott.
Do you? Okay, see if you do today.
Okay.
This is Avril Lavigne's Complicated.
Good choice.
Thank you.
No, it's a good choice. Bit basic, but...
All right.
James, on a Wednesday... In recent weeks, I've been throwing out this song that I love so much, would love to hear it on bangers, really want it on Radio 1. Oh. I'm actually going to see The Streets this Saturday. Cannot wait. Okay. So, James, this is my banger choice today. Okay, James, you can really help me out here. This is The Streets, Kano, Night Night. You would make my day if you picked this.
It's another good choice. Difficult one, boys. But I'm going to have to go with Scott. He's done it again.
Ridiculous. You actually leaving?
No, I'm going to have lunch.
Having lunch?
Life's like this. What? Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense. Come and
give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs did not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it? Somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me I'm never gonna find you fake it. No, no, no.
How many weeks have you offered up that Streets track now?
That's been 4 weeks, I think, every Wednesday. Maybe five.
But God, it's all got a bit Ava Max, isn't
like,
it?
This is what I don't know. Am I doing the wrong thing here? Because I'm seeing lots of messages from people saying it's a disgrace. Streets and Kano should have been chosen.
On paper, James would have been your ideal person. Are you annoyed with him?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm just saying this because I'm a bit overtired today, but it really disappoints me, people like him.
Well, if he will go to Coventry on a Tuesday night.
Because everything about what he was saying about him, I thought he'd love that.
And he chose some pop punk instead.
Fake punk.
Fake punk. I honestly really thought you had it there.
So what do we do in this situation? Do we just bin the Streets and Kano thing and maybe it's not as popular as I think? And maybe the only people that like it are the ones texting in right now.
Maybe it's just maybe you it's and Mike Skinner, yeah.
Only like a couple of hundred people.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we think? Do we bin it for next week, guys, or do we try yet again?
Scott Mills.
Last week we did karaoke on Instagram Live with rising pop star Lewis Capaldi. And to make us look better, what I thought I would do, out of my own pocket actually, guys, is purchase some selfie ring lights that clip onto your phone because it floods you with light and makes you look better, like some kind of budget Kardashians. You know, they've got those massive lights that just like, whoa,
I don't think
phones.
It works, by the way. I think it just dilutes your pupils, makes you look like you're, well, you know, just big eyes.
I thought we all looked great. I mean, $3.99 off Amazon, guys, what's not to love? But here's my question to you. If I was to buy one, maybe splash out a little bit more, like a tenner, maybe 20, to buy a slightly better selfie ring light, would everyone here think I was a massive tool?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, on the previous one, you looked like Dora the Explorer.
What do you mean?
Massive eyes.
I did have massive eyes. Yeah, that's true. Someone was like, he doesn't blink. It's a definite no then, right?
It's a no.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Next Wednesday at 3 p.m, Innuendo Bingo is back on Radio 1. Some of the biggest names in the world of show business have got so wet sat against Chris over the years.
Oh, it's been amazing. Good times. Hugh Jackman, Zayn Malik... Oh, what's his name? McLovin from Superbad.
Yep.
They've all been on.
And also pretty much most of Made in Chelsea and Towie back in the day.
Oh, we've had them all.
We've rinsed them all.
We've spat on some of the very best people.
And some of the very worst.
And some of the very worst. Nearly all of them love it. Some of them hate it.
Jessie J really hated it.
Without naming it well, we've said it now. Jessie J.
Oh, she really... I thought she was going to walk out.
And Lauren Pope, she wasn't keen.
Yeah, only cause hair. She was like, it's going to ruin my blow. I'm like, yes, it will ruin your blow dry. That's the
Look
game.
Look at this. Lorraine Kelly's played the game. Everyone's had a go.
Right. So, it's back, it's better, and it is so much wetter. And it's next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Our first guest in the wet seat is Davina McCall. I cannot believe that Davina has never played this game because... I get personal texts from her all the time going, so when am I going to be on? And obviously it's not been on for such a long time. Mm. Now's your chance, Davina.
It's so good. Also, this answers the question. Everywhere we go, people keep saying, when are you going to bring back Innuendo Bingo? When are you going to bring back Innuendo Bingo? It's happening. McCall is on.
Davina McCall, next Wednesday. And remember, be on the lookout for clips for me again, please. Let's get back into this mindset.
Yes, Winter Watch is on, I saw last night as well. Perfect timing.
Always a good source of bingo clips. If you see anything or hear anything on TV or radio, just tell me kind of roughly what they said, what channel, what time, what show, and we will do the rest and we'll give you a shout out in return for finding our clips. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm so excited about the return of bingo. Just to remind us all of how lol it is, I'm going to play in just a second that time when Harry Potter dropped by for a quick game.
Scott Mills.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo bingo.
In front of me now is Daniel Radcliffe playing Innuendo Bingo. This is awesome.
This is the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm very, very excited.
This is going to be up there with one of the greats, Chris. You know that.
I know. There's history being made right now.
Okay.
Right, so, you ready, mate?
What we've done, Daniel, is for you, because we want it to be a wet one, we've chosen some of the best of clips from over the last couple of years for you.
Wow, okay.
God, no pressure. I hope you find them funny. Okay, so, lots of water, please. There is a no-hands rule, so if it's going to come out, just make sure it's over him. Okay. Oh, my God, this is so exciting. First to a show called Come Dine With Me, and a contestant called Emma is putting into practice a little trick she was taught by her mum.
She crushes pistachios, chops mangoes, and combines with yogurt before adding icing sugar.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
Oh, there it is. I apologise that Chris has quite a fantastic, fantastic spray, so it is in your hair now, but you can get him back. And thanks very much to Come Dine With Me for providing that clip.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
Okay, now a travel news bulletin quite recently in the middle of Tony Blackburn's show on BBC London. Now, I know a windy day is supposed to put people in a bit of a weird mood, but I'm pretty sure no cyclist has ever done this on the roadside. Ready, lads?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Pippa Sparks, BBC London 94.9, the next travel at 1.
Thank you very much indeed, Pippa. To your knowledge, has any cyclist been blown off yet?
Oh, that's a great trip to work. Hang on.
Okay, it's getting a little bit... It's getting wet in here now.
Has any cyclist been blown off yet?
Tony Blackburn there. Back to this Saturday night on BBC One, and we go over to Pointless Celebrities, and Andrew Armstrong do you like Pointless?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Pointless Celebrities?
Uh-huh.
It's all right, isn't it?
Mm.
Andrew Armstrong is making actress Claire King really show him what she can do.
Well, listen, as I say, you're through, but let's see how low down the column you can get.
Jeez! I've never heard that one before.
Sorry, man. Oh, that's...
Steve from Hertfordshire saw that unfold.
Alexander, that was excellent, thank you.
Couldn't believe he asked that.
Let's see how low down the column you can get.
I feel like that might be actually something that's quite regularly said on Pointless as well.
What a show. Don't you love Richard?
I love them both.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, now, one of our all-time favourites, from Terry Wogan on Radio 2. And Terry is reading out some messages from his listeners. Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really hope this email didn't come with any photos attached.
It's a lovely spring day, says Nobby Clark of Huddersfield. Sun shining, birds singing. I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers in.
It all happens on Weekend Wogan. Oh, wow. What a legend.
I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers in.
Put some flowers in. I missed that the first time. That's brilliant.
Scott Mills.
Daniel Radcliffe. Remember that time he played Innuendo Bingo? We're going to stay in the Innuendo Bingo Hall of Fame because we're here with Daniel Radcliffe. We go to the Vanessa Feltz show now.
Oh, great.
And Vanessa has just shared an intimate moment with Voice of the Balls, Alan Dedicott. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicott came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicott and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Just a little bit.
My cha-cha-cha.
Vanessa there, of course, a Strictly contestant last year.
Yeah, of course. That was.
She showed it to Bruce Forsyth after that. And one more.
Right, final one.
Finally.
Really going for this pleasure. One.
Danny Radcliffe, Innuendo Bingo, dripping wet.
What a ledge.
Ledge. Finally, a very personal admission from Stephen Fry on BBC Radio 4. Chris may have heard this one a few times. Now, he's been lending a hand to his dear cousin. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
But the Wild West does...
Chris, come on, hold it together. Daniel Radcliffe's in front of you.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues
as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin Jack off a horse.
Cousin Jack there.
Good Lord.
Did you enjoy that, Daniel?
I did very much. I really don't think that keyboard's going to work or should have been left there.
No, it's fine. We've covered it up with something. That was Daniel Radcliffe on Innuendo Bingo. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Well,
and thank you lot at home for listening and watching. That was going to be just one of our best ones. Thank you, Daniel.
Scott Mills.
So Alana won this morning's Jan Slam. It's fair to say Greg James can make it really awkward for you when you're live on Radio 1 and on a bus at the same time.
You need to actually shout. I forgot to say this in the terms and conditions. You had to shout the secret word today. And unfortunately, you're on a quiet bus, so you're going to have to shout the word. And if you don't shout the word... Yeah, I'm afraid I'll take the tickets away from you if you don't shout the word. So you're going to have to shout the word, the secret word on that bus right now. What was the secret word?
Cow.
I couldn't quite hear that. Sorry, Alana, it's a little bit louder.
Oh, this is cruel. There's a lot of people on this bus.
That's okay. It's two tickets to Glastonbury, though, the greatest festival in the world. So a little bit louder, I need.
Cow.
Just one more go, I think we need. One, two, three.
Cow.
Cow is correct.
Oh, Greg, you're so mean. Do you know what would have been awesome? I know, obviously, the word had to be cow, but I would love a loud
newsbeat
on the bus from Lana. That's what I was hoping for. I know. So, tomorrow, two tickets to Radio 1's Big Weekend 2019, wherever that might be. I don't know. We'll get you there and back, and we'll even get you a room for the weekend.
You get a bed.
You get a bed and everything. That's awesome. And of course, this year's Big Weekend is in somewhere that will be announced on Monday.
It's not the Bahamas.
So listen to Greg. Radio 1 Breakfast tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Two tickets for you to Radio 1's Big Weekend 2019.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and another listener finds out where they were made on Where Do You Think They Were. It's a great one tomorrow. Listen at 1:40.
Scott Mills.